Lesson 6.4, page 60. Exercise 1C and 1D. 1. Omi, Tokyo.
I work in a cafe in Hokkaido, Japan. It was a long New Year's weekend a couple years ago. There were these four young American women on vacation who came in every day. They wanted to go skiing, but they didn't know that the banks were all closed because it was a holiday weekend. Also, none of their ATM cards worked in Japan. They had about $50 in cash. That's it. So they spent their time in my cafe, drinking coffee all day. I gave them free refills. Anyway, there was a regular customer in the cafe, a really nice retired man. He noticed the tourists and asked for their story. Then he lent them some money to buy food. They were very happy. And they paid him back when they returned to the U.S. Lesson? When you travel, check that the banks will be open.
2. Rosa, New York.
I left my bag in the back of a taxi one time. My wallet had all my credit cards and ID cards in it, and about $60 in cash. The bag was a gift from my grandmother, and I really liked it. I was really sad about losing it more than anything. 3 weeks later, I received a package in the mail with my bag inside. My wallet and all my cards were there, but no cash. I was actually really happy that I got my bag back. Lesson? Some things, like memories, are more important than money.
3. Anonymous, Washington, D.C.
When you're a United States senator, people think that you know what you're doing, right? Well, even senators make mistakes. Look at Senator Richard Burr. He used his card to get money from the ATM in the Senate building in Washington, D.C. He asked the people he was with, a group of reporters, to look away when he entered his PIN. Then he put the money in his wallet, put the wallet back in his pocket, and walked away. The problem? He left his card in the ATM, and the reporters were very quick to write about it. Oops. Senator Burr, if you're listening, an assistant took your card and it's in your office. Lesson? Pay attention when you're at the ATM.